This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. This spring, as COVID-19 began wrecking the American economy, Congress authorized trillions of dollars in aid. Now, some of the key protections meant to keep Americans from financial calamity are expiring. As part of KERA series, One Crisis Away, Coronavirus and Life on the Financial Edge, reporter Christopher Connolly joins me to talk about what's on the line as Congress debates a new round of assistance. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Justin.
So, Chris, Congress took some unprecedented steps to help people out as unemployment skyrocketed. Did they work?
Well, they have helped a lot of people, really cushioning the blow of this massive economic hit. So if not keeping people whole, by and large, these measures have kept people in their homes. They've kept food on the table, and that's even as a lot of people are losing jobs or wages. You know, the unemployment rate continues to be higher than it's been for decades. So researchers say that we're not seeing a spike in poverty, or at least not yet, because of this combination of cash payouts, expanded and more generous unemployment benefits, protections from evictions and foreclosures, help for small businesses, and all these other elements in the massive bills that Congress passed. But some of those protections are ending, and the coronavirus still isn't going away.
Let's talk about the two big items that just ended, an evictions moratorium and a federal boost to unemployment benefits.
Right. So that evictions moratorium expired last week. And for a quick recap, it didn't block all evictions, but it meant landlords couldn't evict people from properties that had federally backed mortgages or where a landlord has tenants who get rental assistance like Section 8 housing vouchers. So it covered a whole lot of people, but not everybody. And it especially covered a lot of low income people. And that's why housing experts right now are really worried that there is a tidal wave of evictions coming if Congress doesn't put a moratorium back into place. And we're not seeing this wave quite yet, even though that evictions moratorium did expire. And that's because landlords still have to give tenants in protected properties 30 days notice before they can file eviction, which means we're likely to see that wave start in August. You know, and it's worth pointing out that landlords don't love the moratorium. The Landlords Association in Texas wrote to Senators Ted Cruz and John Cornyn opposing its renewal. And they said, and Senate Republicans kept it out of their proposal for the next round of coronavirus aid. Because landlords are in something of a bind. They can't kick tenants out who can't pay rent. And while they may be able to get forbearance on their mortgage payments on those rental properties, that's just delaying the payments. And there's good reason to think that a lot of tenants who aren't able to pay rent right now might not be able to pay back rent down the road.
And that unemployment boost you talked about, that's been pretty hotly debated in Congress, right?
Definitely. So the CARES Act gave unemployed workers an extra $600 a week on top of the money that state unemployment programs pay out, which are usually pretty stingy. They typically replace only about half of a worker's pay from before they lost wages. So for unemployed Texans, and there's about 1.5 million of them right now, the benefit ended last week. It ended a little bit early because of the way Texas calculates benefits. And so unless Congress re-ups that unemployment boost, it means getting by without that extra $2,400 a month from the feds. And so this is where the politics come in. Republicans have argued that unemployment boost was just too generous, that it encouraged low-income people not to work because it paid them more than they were being paid when they were working. Texas Senator John Cornyn said it was a mistake when he talked with a group of accountants last month. This tape comes from the San Antonio Current.
And this is one area where we found out we did make a mistake because we actually added a $600 a week benefit from the federal government. And some people, we found out, in some wage brackets, we're actually making more money not to work than to work.
Now, there hasn't been a lot of research on this, and experts say workers aren't able to just choose freely between unemployment or employment. Either way, Senate Republicans introduced their new coronavirus relief proposal this week. They call it the HEALS Act, and it does keep an unemployment boost, but it makes it a lot smaller. It drops it from that $600 a week to $200 a week in the short term, and then it would cap the amount of money that unemployed people are able to get at about 70% of what they earned when they were still working.
So what did Democrats have to say about all of this?
Democrats think the unemployment boost should be reinstated at the $600 level. They say low-wage workers aren't choosing not to work. There just aren't as many jobs. The June unemployment rate in Texas was more than double what it was in February. Plus, there's health concerns and childcare issues. So Democrats in Washington, they want to keep the unemployment boost. They put it into they want to also extend other CARES Act provisions like the eviction moratorium. And then they want to expand safety net measures. So the HEROES Act, that's what their legislation is called, includes funding for cities and states, assistance for people struggling to pay student loans, hazard pay for essential workers, and rental assistance, which would help not just tenants, but also landlords. Here's Congressman Mark Vesey from Fort Worth.
Rental assistance right now is key because the last thing you want to do in a pandemic is to have people have to face issues like homelessness or really even having to be mobile and move, because all of those things could actually end up increasing your exposure.
So there is a lot of ground between the $1 trillion Senate Republican proposal and the $3 trillion House Democratic proposal. A lot to get worked out and a ticking clock for struggling Americans right now.
Christopher Connolly is KERA's One Crisis Away reporter. Chris, thanks.
Sure thing.